All right, welcome back to this very special Born with Ball podcast episode. And today, I have three rankings for you. First, we're going to rank my personal favorite top 10 video games of all time, plus some honorable mentions. Next, I'm going to rank the 21 periods throughout the week. I know that's random. Of course, we have Monday mornings, Monday afternoons, Monday nights. You get the jits. I'm ranking every morning, afternoon, and night period for the 7 days of the week. There's 21 entries. I'm going to rank all 21 of them and give you my reason why. Lastly, we're going to end it off with a heater. My personal top 10 favorite TV series of all time. Got some animation, some anime, cartoons, real world stuff. It's a lot to talk about, man. But let's just get into it, all right? My first ranking, we have my personal top 10 favorite video games of all time. Kicking it off with the honorable mentions. Now, hear me out. I haven't been playing video games my whole life. I really didn't get interested into it. I would say until my PS4 I got, which was in 2017, alright? So, I wasn't grinding out video games mid-2000s, late-2000s. That wasn't my thing. I was an action figure kid, and that really told the whole story. Until 2017, in which I got my PS4, and even after that, I went back to my PS3 to play some older games. Got into that, and you know, I can fully give you my top 10. Kicking it off with honorable mentions, we got SmackDown vs. Raw 2007. Alright? That's it. No, I'm playing. I love this game. Alright, this is one of those games I went out my way to search for, grab, and put on my PS3 to play with. But I got money hungry. I played it for a few months. I enjoyed my GM mode. It was a blast. I enjoyed the old rosters, some of my favorite ever. The wrestlers guys like Hell, Umaga, old Triple H, old John Cena, Batista, guys, you know, you really don't get that. It was just a bunch of oldies, man. Not really oldies, but a bunch of mid-2000s guys I used to watch on the WWE Network. Man, and I loved it. But I got money hungry, and that was the same year I got my PS4. So you got to imagine, I flipped one of my PS3s I owned, all the video games, for a PS4. In hindsight, I regret that, man. I really wish I didn't get rid of SmackDown vs. Raw. I really wish I didn't, man. But that's the first honorable mention. Second, probably my second favorite Madden of all time, Madden 18. Now, it wasn't all that great, but it was off of how much I played it. That was the first year I truly got into franchise mode. After that, it took off. Every Madden, I would say until the last 3-2, I was on franchise mode 24/7. I loved it. Couldn't get off of it. Now that I've matured, I realized the Madden series is dog shit. I realize they really don't care about franchise. All right, after Madden 18, which was, yeah, like I said, my second favorite Madden. Next up, we have MLB The Show 2015. It's probably my third favorite MLB The Show. It's my first ever one I ever played. It was on the PS3. I remember vividly just playing regular games with, like, the Royals. You know, Yasiel Puig was on the cover, man, when he was just killing shit. But now, you know, I don't know where he is. But overall, love the game. Solid. Next was, we got NBA 2K13, solid game. I didn't play this when it originally dropped, but I played it later, and it was a crisp, nice game. But like I said, I didn't play it when it dropped, so don't got that much attachment to it, but I do enjoy it. Next up, we got a tie, basically, WWE 2K13 and 14. Both very enjoyable. CM Punk on the cover of 13, The Rock on 14. I mean, great rosters. Gameplay was solid. Played these on the Xbox, and overall, two of my favorite WWE games in general. But now I just realized I have one of these in the list, but I'm not going to go back and fix that. So only imagine I said WWE 2K14 was on honorable mentions. And lastly, we got Call of Duty Black Ops 3. All right, before we get into the real top 10, I really didn't play this game that much. I would only play it at my friend's house, but overall, it was a great game. At this point, I didn't have an updated Xbox or updated PS system, so I just played it at my friend's house, but the game was crisp. I loved it, but like I said, I didn't play it until I'd say maybe 2017, 2018. I played campaign, played multiplayer in private lobbies and stuff like that, and overall, it was an amazing game. All right, so with that being said, it's time to move to the top 10. And at number 10, we got NCAA Football 2013. This isn't 14. This isn't the modded, you know, everybody loves version. No, this was the game before. This didn't have the updated recruiting system. It was the OG one, and I loved it. All right, I got this game from, I think, a Joplin GameStop. Got it delivered in, put it on my PS3, and my PS3 used to be janky, so it would barely work, and I remember putting it up. Didn't play it for a few years. Then I got back into it, made sure my PS3 was all right, and I fell in love with the game. I would play it constantly. At this point, I had a PS5, but I would play NCAA Football 13 all the time. I love the game, all right? It was amazing. Enjoyed it. God, I mean, probably one of my favorite sports video games of all time. I mean, that's why it's in the list. It's probably my favorite football game of all time, but I had to give Madden some love, so that's why it's at number 10. At number 9, we have Madden 25. This Madden is what I played the most on the PS3. Barry Sanders on the cover. The first Madden 25, not the second. And I loved it. I mean, great game. Gameplay was solid, but all I can say is the reason it's here is because I played it so much. If I didn't play it that much, I probably would have been on here, but I played this Madden a lot. I was a kid. I didn't care about franchise or none of that. Even though I played franchise, I didn't care about the details. I just enjoyed it, did my thing, and had fun. So that's at number 9. Number 8, I got Spider-Man 2. The recent Spider-Man, you know. I love just how deep the story was. Getting guys like Kraven, Venom. I just loved it, all right? I made that game stretch for a few months, and it was well worth it. I deleted it before I fully completed it, but hell, if I ever get bored, need something to play, I probably will download it and get the whole thing done. Get it to 100% and, you know, do my thing. At number 7, I got my second MLB The Show game, MLB The Show 2016. This was my first game on the PS4. All right. You had Josh Donaldson, and excuse me for the volume change, you know, the mic, because I had to switch from my computer to my phone because of technical difficulties. But anyways, we ball. So yeah, number 7, MLB The Show 2016. Josh Donaldson on the Toronto Blue Jays in the middle of a swing. You got him right there on the cover. It's engraved in my head. I remember. Hell, I still have the game, the disc, the cover. I have all of it. I played this game so much, you know, and, you know, I didn't have the best money situation. You know, I hated begging yearly for games every year. So I played MLB The Show 16, I would say until 2018. Hell, I really didn't play MLB The Show's own yearly game until the MLB The Show 19. I played that in 20 briefly. But I'll talk about the next game after that and how high I got that. But we're into the top five. Excuse me. Four or five. We got six. WWE 2K13. Like I stated earlier, forgive me for putting that in honorable mentions. But for 13, man, CM Punk on the cover. You know, I used to play this on the Xbox 360. We'd rent this game for Blockbuster, and I'd have it for the weekend. I'd have it from Friday night to Sunday night, and boom, play all Friday night. Go to sleep, wake up, I consume the game all day, every day. That's what I did for Saturday and Sunday. Try to fit everything in. So shout out Blockbuster, shout out Redbox, all those things that made it happen. Allowed me to play some of these video games for weekends, even though it was lame. Number 5, as we enter our top 5, we got NBA 2K17. This was the headliner game I bought with my PS4. When I bought my PS4, I had to choose a game outside of MLB The Show 16 that was already out. It was time for MLB. I said, like, excuse me. NBA 2K17. Paul George on the cover, man. A lot of people consider this the greatest 2K of all time. In my opinion, I think it is. I didn't play 16, but in my opinion, I thought 17 was just so smooth. The shooting bar, my career, I mean, everything. I thought it was so smooth, and it was a joy to play. Going back, if I play today, I probably enjoy it still, man. All the old rosters, the soundtrack, everything that just makes the game so good. And it sucks to see 2K decline because, I mean, who doesn't love basketball? Playing that game, getting some shots up, a blast. At number 4, we have our last MLB The Show game, and it is MLB The Show 2021. MLB The Show 21, basically. Fernando Tatis on the cover after a stellar year in the bigs in 2020. Lead the Padres, I think, what was it, to the NLDS versus the Dodgers. He had an electric year during the COVID year, so he deserved to be on the cover, man. But overall, Diamond Dynasty. I was never so glued to an online transaction game like I was with MLB The Show 21. There's another game, which I'll talk about right after this. But man, I was glued. I was buying packs.
with my mom's money. I was just having a blast on this game, man. I'd play every day, and, you know, unfortunate part about MLB The Show is you get the game in March, so you're playing March, April, May, June. Hell, even though the MLB season just started, you're playing 4 months of MLB The Show. So it kind of dries out, but I ended up making it all the way to August with this game. Took a break, tried to come back. I was washed. Road to the Show was solid. Franchise was okay, but, you know, every year they get more in-depth with this, so I'm excited to see what they do with MLB The Show 25, because I'm going to be on that a lot, you know. So I can't wait for that one, man. So that's it for MLB The Show. Lastly, when it comes to sports video games, I got number 3, NBA 2K20. Now, this is another benefit to playing it so much, because this was the game I played during COVID. I mean, this was my thing, all right? My team, Galaxy Opals. I mean, dude, I was in love with it. Unfortunately, though, when I was in the thick of grinding for my team, I got suspended for 60 days on PlayStation. So I had to go make a whole nother account, grind up, get some Opals, and make it playable, man. But overall, I didn't play that much online games. 5v5 games, I really didn't play that much. I was big on 3v3. But mainly, I just played offline. I just loved collecting cards, having them on my roster, man. Overall, I thought the game was solid. Anthony Davis on the cover. I mean, man, I think I'm just reminiscing, because I really love this game. I mean, it is my favorite, and I can't complain. In hindsight, this being my favorite sports game of all time is probably the most insane thing ever, man. But I don't care. I love this game. It means a lot to me. Kept me through COVID. And, man, it's a great game. All right, I think it's the last great 2K, in my opinion. At number 2, we got Grand Theft Auto 5. I mean, I don't got to get into this much. Online, addicting. I mean, hell, if you got the right friends, you don't even need friends, all right? If you're just on the right track with GTA Online, you can play that thing for days, all right? Story mode is always great. Michael, Trevor, Franklin, it was just a blast, man. I played through that twice fully, and I don't regret it. Online was a blast, grinding, you know, doing heists, all that, man. It makes me so excited for the next one, even though they keep delaying it. Probably won't get it till maybe late 2025, maybe early 2026. I don't know. I'm very excited for that game, man. But, man, yeah, I remember not being able to barely play it just because it was M for mature. Everybody knew Grand Theft Auto was gun, violence, nudity, all that, man. So at a young age, I'm really going to play. But I finally was able to get it, I would say, late 2017, early 2018. My friends, you know, convinced me to, so I can convince my mom, got it, bought it, and man, that's, the rest is history. One of my favorite video games of all time. Recently, though, the last, I say, 2 to 3 years, I haven't played it much. Got on PS5, and I just really didn't have the same draw to it. You know, my friends didn't get online that much, and after that, it was wrapped, so, you know, we're just waiting for the next GTA. And at number 1, another Rockstar game, we got Red Dead Redemption 2. I mean, what a classic. From the Cowboy Wild West online game mode to the beautiful storytelling, man. I mean, hell, I played all through it. And even then, I went to go watch people on YouTube play through it as well. I mean, it's an electric story. Arthur, I mean, it's a beautiful game, all right? It's beautifully made. I don't know if there would ever be another Red Dead 3, knowing with how slow they are with GTA. I don't know, man. But hell, I might have to go replay it again. You know, that's one of those games where it's like, okay, if I don't got no other game to play, it's time to boot this one up, man. Overall, it's just such a great game, man. Dude, it's just a different. It's different from everything else. Call of Duty, GTA, a lot of guns, all right? You know, I know they're two different games, but a lot of guns. Red Dead, you got a revolver, old-ass AR. It's just something different, all right? Different from all the video games, sport video games, wrestling video games, it's different. And I think that's why it sticks out number 1. Just great overall gameplay, story-wise, all of it. Great. And I think that's the greatest video game of all time, in my opinion, and the best I've ever played. So that's it for video games. And real quick, we're getting into our second rankings, which will be the 3 periods of all 7 days. As crazy as that sounds, we have 21 day periods throughout the 7 days, man. You know, for example, we got Monday night, Monday afternoon to Monday morning, but I'm ranking all 7 days. So, you know, it's a lot. We have 21 spots because, you know, we got 7 days and there's 3 periods throughout each day, morning, afternoon, and night. So we're going to kick it off with number one. I have Friday night. I mean, it's as simple as it gets. You're off work for the week. You're done with school for the week. It's time to relax. You, if you are lucky enough to have work off, you have the whole weekend to yourself to watch sports, to relax, to catch up on sleep, to do anything. This is a night you can basically go out because, you know, hey, you don't want to go out Saturday night. You might do something Sunday morning, maybe go to church or something. So you can go out Friday night, have a blast, do your thing, and then you can relax Saturday night. I mean, the variety that Friday night opens up is unlimited. In my opinion, I think it's number one, but I got a number 1B. I got Saturday night. I think it's basically tied. I mean, depending, it all depends on what you do with your Sunday. I feel like you can go out Friday night and rest up Saturday morning. On the opposite, I don't know if you really can go out Saturday night, rest up on Sunday morning, because, you know, there's a lot to do on Sunday. That's your cleanup. That's your wrap-up day, man, all right? That's how you handle a lot on Sunday morning. So that's what I got Saturday night at 2 and Friday night at 1. Number 3, I have Saturday afternoon. I mean, come on. It's clear as day why I have this, man. This is just the best period, you know, for, I think, afternoons. You have everything open. You can go, hell, if you want to work, you can work. Study. Go out, you can go out. Have a good lunch. You want to relax, watch some ball, do whatever you want. You can do it on a Saturday afternoon. I think it's the most versatile day period we got. I mean, there's just so much to do on a Saturday afternoon. And number 4, this is just purely vibes. I got Friday afternoon. I mean, we're waiting for the weekend. We're counting down. We're anticipating the weekend. And we're all doing that on Friday afternoon. You're at the end of the week, all right? If you're working 5 days a week, you're getting to that day where you're wrapping up your little desk and you're getting ready for the weekend for school. You're in a good mood. No assignment, no test can bother you because you know the weekend is coming up, all right? That's why I got Friday afternoon here. Number 5, I got Saturday morning. Now, this is the backtrack if you know. If you like to do stuff on the weekend, basically, all right? You like to clean. You like to rest up, binge watch. I think you can start it off on Saturday morning with doing anything, all right? If you want a pregame for a long tailgate and game, you go to college sports, hell, I mean, there's just so much to do on Saturday mornings, and there's so many ways you could spend it. I just think it's amazing because, you know, it's, you know, really the kickoff for the weekend. You ain't got no work that day, no school. You know, on Friday, you do have work in school. But Saturday, no. You have a morning to yourself to regroup, relax, rethink, and do whatever you want. And number 6, I got Thursday night. I love Thursday nights. All right, Thursday is probably my third favorite day of the week just because of the anticipation for Friday. I love Fridays. So Thursday night, I'm happy. I'm enjoying it. Hell, in the fall and winter, we got Thursday night football. In the spring, it's just Thursday. Weather's good. You're just ready for Friday, all right? That's why it's Thursday night is there. And at 7, I got Friday morning, all right? This is the best morning spot ever because, excuse me, it's the best morning weekday, all right? Saturday morning beats out Friday morning, but it's the best weekday morning because you damn near, you made it, all right? So you're here. Friday runs the top 10. Friday and Saturday run the top 10, all right? All three are in here. That's the only one all three are in here for because they run the top 10. They are so versatile. They get you excited. They get you happy. No other day periods can relate. That's why I got them in the top 10. At number 8, I got Sunday morning, all right? This is a great morning to do whatever, all right? And I mean it, but not I mean whenever, it's make, sit at home, make breakfast. Like I said, binge, eat, study, go to church. It's just a versatile morning, man. And, you know, you got to enjoy it because it's the last weekend that you know you got to return. And it's the farthest point of returning back to the work schedule, to the school schedule, right? Sunday nights, we a little scared because, you know, hell, one sleep away from going back to the dreadful working school schedule. Well, Sunday morning is the first thing from that, and that's why I got it here. Number 9, we have Thursday afternoon. Gonna make it simple. It's the day before Friday. We're getting closer and closer. That's why I got number 9. Now, as we get to the more, you know, days, it's gonna be harder to explain. We gotta make some things shake, all right? Number 10, I got Wednesday night. I think it's just a solid night, you know, middle of the week, at night, We're getting towards that back end, the back end we value so much, and we're getting away from the early week where we just don't like it. We're not big fans of Monday and Tuesdays, all right? So we're getting there at the dead middle of the weekend. Wednesday night really cements that. At 11, I got Tuesday afternoon. Kind of an underrated selection, man. Tuesday afternoons. All right, you're fresh off Monday. Tuesday, you still kind of got that Monday feeling. Tuesday morning, excuse me, I kind of got that Monday feeling, but Tuesday afternoon kind of breaks off from being itself. You know, you're handling your business. You're about to leave work or school. It's just a good vibe, all right? At number 12, I got Sunday afternoons. Now, this is a toss-up because Sunday afternoons can be dreadful where you're counting down the hours until you got to return to school or work, or they can be great where you have nothing to do. You can relax, you know, or work, whatever you need to do, all right? It's just a coin flip, and that's why I got it at 12. At 13, I got Tuesday evening. What can I say? Solid evening. Well, just a solid role player right there. Number 14, I got Thursday morning. You know, it ain't Friday yet, so we ain't celebrating no mornings. It ain't the weekend, so we're not going to celebrate that. That's why I got Thursday morning right here. 15, I got Wednesday afternoon. Like I said, you're in the middle of the week, getting towards that back end. That's why I got Wednesday afternoon there. We're just getting closer, all right? Number 16, I got Monday night. In the fall and winter, Monday night football, that's all you need. If you like WWE, you got Raw. All right, you got some TV shows rolling. Monday night, you got through the toughest day of the week. You relax a little bit. You take a deep breath. That's why I got Monday night here, all right? 17, I got Wednesday morning. A little too much of the early time. All right? A little too much of the early week. Wednesday morning, practically Tuesday part two. Just a little too much like the early week, all right? So we don't like it. 18, Tuesday morning. It's Tuesday. Tuesday morning. Like I said, we got some of that blues for Monday. We're still not shake. We haven't shaked the fact that, you know, the weekend is over, all right? And Tuesday morning, we're still feeling that. Number 19, I got Monday afternoon. Don't got to explain it. It's the Monday blues. Nobody likes Mondays, all right? That's why I got it at 19. At 20, I got the dreadful Sunday night, all right? If you love football, Sunday night football is right there. But at the end of the day, once you get out of the football season and we're sitting there in the spring, the summer, we're looking at Sunday night and we got to reset the week, man. We got to go back to work and school, back to that five-day-a-week schedule. And, hey, man, it's just not good. It's a dreadful night. And to end it off at number 21, I got Monday mornings. Another reason to explain. Worse than the business. We all hate Monday mornings. So let me repeat that real quick in a slow, good fashion manner. At number 1, I got Friday night. Number 2, Saturday night. Number 3, Saturday afternoon. Number 4, Friday afternoon. Number 5, Saturday morning. Number 6, Thursday night. Number 7, Friday morning. Number 8, Sunday morning. Number 9, Thursday afternoon. Number 10, Wednesday night. 11, Tuesday afternoon. Number 12, Sunday afternoon. 13, Tuesday evening. 14, Thursday morning. 15, Wednesday afternoon. 16, Monday night. 17, Wednesday morning. 18, Tuesday morning. Excuse me. 19, Monday afternoon. 20, Sunday night. 21, Monday morning. But that's it. That's it for that ranking, but we got one more in us, all right? Just to give this episode some length, I'm going to give you my top 10 series of all time, all right? First honorable mention I got is Dexter, classic Showtime show. I got to give it a proper rewatch because I watched it when I was a little younger, so I kind of missed a few things. And overall, I just got to give it some love, but I really did enjoy the series when I first watched it. I mean, when I think about just one centered character, a series that is about one centered character, I can't think of another show better than this. All the other shows I got, it's because of a combination of performances, you know, great plot, great side characters, great mains. But Dexter, it deserves his flowers for just how great, you know, the actor is, you know, who is Dexter. I'm sorry, I don't know his name right now, but he does his role so well. You also have all the amazing side characters as well. So that's what's his honorable mention. Next up, I got two superhero shows from the DC. I got The Penguin and Peacemaker. For The Penguin, season one just wrapped up. I mean, Colin Farrell, take a bow. I mean, he killed it as The Penguin. Vic, what's her name? Victoria? It's not Victoria. Sophia. There we go. Sophia, 10 out of 10. I mean, it was just a great season, man. And every Sunday night, I was glued. I didn't care about Sunday Night Football. I just cared about the Penguin. And I miss Penguin Sundays already. So after that, I got Peacemaker. I mean, John Cena. He killed the role. James Gunn. Loved season one. I loved it. Problem is, though, they're taking forever on season two. But I think they did just drop a teaser. It's coming next year. So I'm very excited for that. I love Peacemaker. Great TV show. Great. Next up, I got How I Met Your Mother. I mean, amazing sitcom. Amazing role player. Does his job well. Gives you the laughs. Give you some memorable characters, some memorable episodes. It does the job right. It's just, I just got some other. I got some other sitcoms I got over that. Lastly, for at least, you know, cartoon, I got Phineas and Ferb. I mean, this is just a classic. Throw it on and let it play. I mean, these guys are just 1A and 1B. They know how to do their job. Best role players in the game. All right, Phineas and Ferb right there. And you can't forget about Perry the Platypus. Dr. Doofenshmirtz. Candace. I mean, elite cast. That's a championship team right there. But it's time we get into the top 10, and let's get towards the real side. And number 10, I got Stranger Things. Just a classic. I mean, oh, my favorite season is probably season 3. I love that season so much, man. I was addicted after they dropped season 4. I ended up rewatching the whole series like twice in a row for some reason. I don't know why, but season 3 always stuck out to me. Season 4 was solid. I mean, it's just crazy because, my God, when that dropped, just how long ago it was, it's just so crazy to me. Like, dude, I can't believe it's been that long since their last season dropped. It's kind of ridiculous, you know, and if this next season isn't that good, they ruin their stock. This is going to fall in my top 10 easily. This is why it's at 10 right now. It's because of the wait time. No TV show should ever be this long, all right? At number 9, I got The Boys. I mean, this is my show, bro. This is my show. I got it this low just because it's the newest edition. All right? I got it this low because it's the newest edition. I got to put it this low, man. I got to put it this low. It's the newest edition because it's the episode. It's the show I got on here that's dropped the most recently, excluding One Piece, which I'll talk about later. So I got to just put it that low. All right. I love it, man. It's going to climb up there after this next season. Anthony Starr, Homelander. I mean, dude, it's a beautiful show. I can't just give it enough praise, man. Amazon Prime cooked up, and they're about to start filming I think they're season 5 right now. They're about to start filming that. I can't wait. I love the show. And at 9B, I got SpongeBob. I ended up forgetting about The Boys completely. I didn't think about Amazon Prime at all. So The Boys was an audible right there. Threw them in there. Gave them their love. They deserve it. But the original 9 was SpongeBob, so they're both tied. SpongeBob. Greatest cartoon of all time. It is the greatest cartoon of all time. For kids' cartoon, at least. I got another cartoon up here, but it's the greatest cartoon of all time for kids. I mean, throw it on. You're going to satisfy the whole team. You're going to satisfy the whole room. Everybody's got something to laugh at, something to enjoy with SpongeBob. Like I said, that's a dynasty right there. Unfortunately, all dynasties have to come to an end, and in the last 10 years, we've seen that. We've seen it hit them very hard. All right. And number 8, I got Breaking Bad. Enough said. Amazing show. I was hooked. Great characters all around. It's been so long I really can't give names because I just suck so bad right now. But Breaking Bad, number 8, classic. Number 7, I got South Park. I think the greatest adult comedy ever. Adult cartoon. Family Guy, The Simpsons, Rick and Morty, none of them can compare, man. South Park, it's like that, right? Eric Cartman, Kyle, Kenny, all those guys, Stan, all of them, man. It's just such a great show. I can let this thing run forever and ever. South Park is like that. And number 6, we're back with another park. I got Parks and Rec. My second favorite sitcom of all time. It's just amazing. It is a great, great show. The characters, Jerry, Tom, Karen, Aubrey Plaza, Chris Pratt. I mean, my God. I mean, the list goes on and on. The characters in that show. I mean, you had Rob Palenka. Did I say Rob Plinka? Rob Lowe. I am so sorry. They look alike. Don't blame me. Don't kill me, all right? Great show overall. I would recommend it. It's a great show. It's underrated, though. Very underrated. Number five, Off the Love, Criminal Minds. This is like that one team that had a great roster, won the championship, and just didn't do it again, man. Because this was a hit for me. When it was on Netflix, I was younger, and I didn't have a phone at the time. So I would get off of school. I would go bake some popcorn. I had a popcorn addiction at this time. I'd go get some popcorn, turn on Criminal Minds. I'd watch 2-3 episodes, and I'd crash. I'm asleep. I'd take my nap. I'd wake up, watch some more Criminal Minds. Hell, I might have to give it a rewatch. Because seriously, it is great TV. Even though you know what the result is 80% of the time, it's great TV, man. It will have you glued. Entering the top four, I got One Piece. It's the greatest anime of all time. Unfortunately, I just got to give it some love. And while I'm at it, I'm going to give some love to Attack on Titan, who unfortunately slipped my mind when I was making this. All right, they would probably be in the honorable mention. They're the second greatest anime of all time, in my opinion. But One Piece takes the cake at number four. Luffy, Nami, Robin, Zoro, Sanji. I mean, I want to be a pirate because of them. When that show hits, it is addicting. It is like a drug. One year, I spent the whole 4th of July inside binge-watching One Piece. That's how great it was, all right? Got to give it his flowers. Number three, for my second favorite HBO show of all time, I got Game of Thrones. Can't beat it. What makes the show three is because of the ending. That's all it is. The show would probably be one, but that ending broke my heart. It got rushed. It wasn't pretty, and I've been draining a rewatch because, A, Game of Thrones episodes are so long. You know, they got 8 seasons. You would take a few months to watch the show you already know would disappoint you at the end. So, I'm a little scared to get on that. But, man, Jon Snow, I mean, oh my gosh, man. I probably need to make a whole, like, bonus episode of getting to every... that might be what I do. I just got a beautiful idea. I'm going to let it marinate in my head. But, number three, Game of Thrones. Everybody knows it. It's the jits. Number two, it pains me to put them at number two, but it has to happen. I got The Office, Michael Scott, Pam, Jim, Dwight. I built The Office Lego set. I mean, this is just the greatest sitcom of all time. I don't need to talk about it because you already know about it. The greatest sitcom of all time. The ending kind of, like I said, damaged the two. If everything ended on the right note and on a good quality, maybe this is undisputed one and nobody could ever compete with it. But unfortunately, that didn't happen. That didn't stay long forever because a few months ago, at the number one spot, I started The Wire, my favorite HBO show of all time, my favorite show of all time. That show is brilliantly made. I mean, it is beautiful. From Kima, McNulty, Daniels, I mean, Burnell. I mean, the list goes on, man. I'm speechless. I really can't even give a description because I don't want to say too much. If you haven't watched it, go watch it. Greatest show of all time. I remember people would hype this up. I'm like, okay, I don't really see the hype. I was like, screw it. One day, I just needed something to watch. So I put it on, hooked since. I love the show, man. I'd probably give it a year and a half before I rewatch it again. It's that great, man. I got the urge to rewatch it. Hell, it might be my new comfort show. The Office has been my number one comfort show of all time, but in the future, I might just have to throw on The Wire and let that thing roll, man, because it is the greatest show of all time. But let me give another go. At my honorable mentions, I got Dexter, The Penguin, Peacemaker, How I Met Your Mother, Phineas and Ferb, and Attack on Titan. At number 10, I got Stranger Things. At number 9A, I have The Boys. At number 9B, I have SpongeBob. At 8, I have Breaking Bad. 7, South Park. 6, Parks and Rec. 5, Criminal Minds. Number 4, One Piece. Number 3, Game of Thrones. Number 2, The Office. And number 1, The Wire. Thank you guys for listening. You know, getting these two episodes on Sunday. And if you made it this far, you are the GOAT. You are the MVP. You deserve a lot of loving. You deserve 2 plates for Thanksgiving. You deserve the world. So, I'll catch you guys tomorrow. Got a lot of NFL stuff to talk about. Saquon Barkley for MVP. I will run that campaign tomorrow. Stay tuned. But anyways, thank you guys for making this far. Love and blessings all of you. This has been Kenny G. Peace.